You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This episode contains explicit language. When I was in high school, my girlfriend made a mixtape for me. The first song on it was You Were Meant For Me from the debut album of a singer named Jewel. I probably listened to that mixtape 100 times over the next few months, so I knew the song really well. A little while later, I started hearing it on the radio, but it sounded different. And then later, I heard yet another version, and that was different too. For years, I had no idea why the song kept changing. But then I got the chance to do this episode and ask Jewel directly. Jewel is a singer-songwriter from Homer, Alaska, who's received 4 Grammy nominations and sold over 30 million albums. The 25th anniversary of that debut album of hers, Pieces of You, came out last month in November 2020. It turns out it wasn't a runaway success, not at first. So in this episode, Jewel traces the history of making You Were Meant For Me, starting with the demo and moving through all the different versions that were made along the way to becoming a massive hit song.
I'm Jewel. The time of my life just before I wrote You Were Meant For Me was spent in San Diego. I think I was 18 and I had just been discovered. I was a homeless kid living in a car. So I started gigging in a local coffee shop to try and just work my way out of it if I could develop a following and get some door money. It was a tiny little coffee shop in a strip mall, nothing very vibey. But all the local musicians would come and play and sit in and do open mics, and it just created a lot of draw. A local radio station put a bootleg of mine on air, and that caused record labels to start coming down, which was surprising to me. And I think I wrote this song after I signed my record deal with my friend Steve Poltz. I recall Steve asking me if I wanted to go to Mexico to write songs. He was like, it's 2 hours door to door. But 13 hours later, we ended up lost on some washboard dirt road in the middle of nowhere in Baja. And we found an abandoned town, and we broke into a little lodging motel. And we woke up the next morning in paradise. So we were sitting on the beach. It was on the Bahia de Gonzaga, this beautiful bay on the Sea of Cortez, pink sand and blue water. And so we stayed there, and we wrote 3 songs. And one was You Were Meant For Me. Steve was a better guitar player than I, so he usually would play the guitar and I would start making up lyrics. I liked writing very visually. I grew up reading a lot. I didn't listen to a lot of music, but I read a lot. My favorite writers were very visual writers, where you can almost smell and taste the writing. And we had just eaten breakfast, so that's why breakfast makes a center role in the song.
I hear the clock, it's 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I have been. I got my eggs and my pancakes too. I got my maple syrup, everything but you.
It was just a little vignette, a little movie, you know, of a person that was tragically in love, but it wasn't returned. And I wrote the lyrics so that people could see the same movie that was in my head of this girl that was racking her brain thinking of all the things she thought made her unlovable, like leaving towels on the floor and all the little things that really aren't what kill a relationship, but what you fixate on when you're done.
Wipe the spots above the mirror, don't leave the keys in the door. Never put wet towels on the floor anymore, cause the rain lasts so long. I know that you love me, yeah.
after we wrote the song, we did that demo. Steve's singing harmony. I remember being a little embarrassed by the song live because most of my other work tended to be very wordy and I thought smarter. And this was just such a plaintive, simple love song. You know, it made me feel like a teeny bopper somehow. When I got discovered, they brought in a lot of really fancy producers and I met with a lot of them. And they were all super nice, but they all made me uncomfortable. They all kind of wanted to change and lend their incredible expertise and experience to my lack of experience. And it didn't feel right. And so I looked at an album I thought was really honest and simple. And I loved the Neil Young Harvest and Harvest Moon records. I saw that Ben Keith had co-produced them, and so I asked my label to reach out to him. And because of Ben's relationship with Neil, we made it up at Neil's studio on his ranch. Getting to Neil Young's ranch was trippy. I mean, I couldn't believe that I was at Neil Young's studio. It was this log cabin with killer vintage gear, killer vintage amps, and the Stray Gators. I mean, the Stray Gators were incredible. That was Neil's band on Harvest and Harvest Moon. You know, it's like, it was an insane, experienced band. And they would look at me and go, what would you like? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I felt I was definitely the least experienced, least qualified person in the room. But they definitely looked to me to kind of lead the ship. We cut everything, you know, live in the studio. I brought Steve up with me, and I remember Steve was playing guitar. Tim Drummond played bass with Elvis and James Brown. I mean, to this day, one of the best players I've ever been around. And Kenny Buttrey on drums, you know, played on a lot of Bob Dylan records. And Spooner Oldham on keyboards. He played the famous, you know, riffs and all the Muscle Shoals records. That's him. And I was just singing.
I know that you love me and so you will see you're meant for me and I was meant for
I remember being very, very nervous and my throat really tightened up and I have this very froggish tone in my voice. I was swallowing my chest voice because singing in headphones was so hard for me. And that's why my vocals sound so weird. Having a band on me definitely felt a little uncomfortable, but this band definitely followed you.
And I was meant for you.
They were highly supportive. They only cared about the song.
And I was meant for you.
I turned the album in. You know, it was no surprise. I made a folk album at the height of grunge. Grunge was cool and angsty and cynical, and I was not those things and a girl to boot. And so radio hated me. They hated me, vehemently hated me. The press hated me. I mean, imagine Nirvana and Soundgarden and you hear a song like You're Meant For Me and you go, no. It was too long. They wanted it faster. They wanted no intro. And so the song got recut many, many, many times on its way to becoming a hit. In September of 95, I recut it with Juan Patino, who had did Lisa Loeb's Stay. And we did a super poppy version. We sped it up, and I cut down the chorus.
Never put the towels on the floor anymore, cause I know you love me, and soon you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you.
And I hated it, but it was expensive. And I was too embarrassed to tell the label how much I hated it. But, you know, my label never once did anything except support my decisions. I know a lot of people say they hate their labels, but my label had a lot of heart and they really cared and fought for me. And I remember going into the label and I ran into Danny, who was one of the radio promoters, and he was like, "Jewel, I heard the new version with Juan Patino, and we don't want you to change for radio. We want radio to change for you." The record was considered a complete failure after selling about 2,000 copies in 2 years. And so I made a second record, but this album never got released ultimately. And while I was in the studio making the second album that never was, we decided to recut the bass line and the vocals on You're Meant For Me and take another go at it. I went in the studio with a guy named Peter Collins, and Flea was a friend. He'd been a friend for a long time, since I was homeless, actually. I met him when I was homeless, of all things.
That's Flea, the bassist from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
We redid the vocal and the bass. Flea played bass, I re-sang the vocal. I go about my business, doing fine. Besides, what would I say if I had you on the line? Same old story, not much to say. Hearts are broken every day. And then things started taking off. I remember, you know, I was doing an interview somewhere in a shitty hotel at a Motel 6, exhausted, and the radio guy was like, "What's it like to be famous?" And I remember looking around at these stained, you know, duvet covers in this nasty hotel room going, "Am I famous? Did it happen?" But things started to shift, and when they shifted, it was tectonic. I started selling, at one point, a million albums every single month, and I did it for over a year, and it just kept exploding. Shockingly, the song that nobody ever thought would make it went on to break a record. It became the longest running single of all time. Neil Young asked me to open for him, and so I went on a road with him. You know, him and Bob Dylan just really believed in me. They really, really believed in me when nobody did. And they really just grilled in my head that being a singer-songwriter is different and that you may never get radio and it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to do anything that is inauthentic as a singer-songwriter. Part of me always knew it was an incredible long shot, but I also sang every night and I saw how people felt when I sang. And it might be three people, but I could tell what I did worked. And so I didn't want to give up on that music, and I didn't want to give up on being sincere, and I didn't want to give up on being a folky, and I never thought it was going to be a massive success, but the more I got disrespected just made me incredibly determined, and hard work did not scare me. Tenacity and endurance were kind of the name of the game. You know, songwriting's a lot like being a miner. It's solitary work. You're alone in a dark cave, and you just chip away every day, and most days it's dirt, and sometimes it's gold. But with songwriting, you don't always know.
And now, here's You Were Meant For Me, the final version that Jewel did, in its entirety.
Hear the clock, it's 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I've been. I got my eggs and my pancakes too. Got the maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. I wipe the spots up over me, don't leave the keys in the door. I never put a towel on the floor anymore, cause dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. I know you love me, and soon you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. I called my mom and she was out for a walk, consoled a cup of coffee, but it didn't want to talk. So I picked up the paper, it was more bad news. My heart's been broken, my people been used. brush my teeth, I put the cap back on. I know you hate it when I leave the light on. I pick up a cup and turn the sheets down and take a deep breath and a good look around. Put on my PJs and hop into bed. I'm half alive, but I feel mostly dead. I try and tell myself it'll be alright. I shouldn't think anymore tonight, 'cause dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. I know you love me, and soon I know you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. Yeah, you were meant for me.
To learn more, visit songexploder.net/Jewel. You'll find links to buy or stream You Were Meant For Me, as well as the entire 25th anniversary edition of Pieces of You, so you can hear all the different versions of the song. Song Exploder is made by me, Hrishikesh Hirway, with producer Christian Kunz, production assistant Olivia Wood, and illustrator Carlos Lerma. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of creative, independent podcasts. You can learn more about all of our shows at radiotopia.fm. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.